Over the past 2 years, I've had the opportunity to review hundreds of Lightning Web components developed by internal Salesforce developers and by customers and partners building on the Salesforce platform. This post is the first post of a two-part series covering some of my common observations and feedback. Before starting your LWC journey, get familiar with modern JavaScript. Lightning Web Components, LWC, is a framework for creating user interfaces using JavaScript and web components. LWC relies heavily on language features that were introduced in ECMA Script 6, aka ES6, aka ES2015. Aura offers support for ECMA Script 5, aka ES5, features. With ES6, plenty of great features have been added to JavaScript. So if you're coming from a Visual Force page or Lightning component, Aura, development background, I highly recommended that you brush up on these modern JavaScript skills before starting your LWC journey. Variable declarations using const, let, arrow functions, promises, classes, modules, array, array.prototype.map, array.prototype.filter, and object, object.keys, object.values, functional programming methods. When you're familiar with those concepts, it's easier to read and understand the LWC documentation and examples. If you're interested in a refresher on ES5 features and if you want to learn about new ES6 plus syntax, I recommend these resources. Free. Code. Camp, Introduction to JavaScript. Trailhead Trail, Learn to Work with JavaScript. Paying, Plural Site, JavaScript Path. Start Playing with Native Web Components. Another core concept to LWC is web components. The term web components refers to three sets of APIs, custom elements, shadow DOM and template tag. LWC is an abstraction layer on top of the low-level web component APIs that makes the developer experience enjoyable and productive. To learn LWC, it's helpful to build some standard web components and get familiar with those low-level APIs. Many people overlook this step, but it's helpful because after building a handful of web components, you'll understand which concepts are standard and what LWC has added. Here's a list of resources to quickly get started on native web components. Google Web Fundamentals, Building Components. MDN, Web Components. Dev.2, Web Components, From Zero to Hero. One of the greatest things about web components is that all the most modern browsers support them. To experiment with web components, you can just use your favorite online code editor, for example, jacefiddle.net or glitch.com. You don't need a complex setup or a convoluted build system. LWC tips. Develop with debug mode enabled. If you take away one tip from this article, make it this: when working on LWC or Aura components, turn on debug mode. In your org, from setup, enter debug mode in the quick find box, then select debug mode. For more information, see Salesforce help. When running in debug mode, the LWC framework includes warnings and errors to help developers find issues easily. However, these guardrails come at a cost. The framework code size in debug mode is 2x its size in production, and the framework performance in debug mode can be 4x slower than in production. That's why those warnings and errors don't appear in production mode. Do not enable debug mode in production instances. For instance, in debug mode, the LWC engine validates the existence of all the public properties set via the template. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. In the example above, LWC throws an error in debug mode if C-child doesn't expose the foo public property. While in production mode, this runtime check is skipped. Only use direct DOM manipulation if IT can't be expressed via the template. The LWC framework syncs the internal component state with the DOM by abstracting away the DOM operations. Manually modifying DOM element attributes, via the set attribute method or class list or style properties, is something that should be left to the framework. In fact, direct DOM manipulation is actually fighting against how LWC operates. Finally, manual DOM manipulation is error-prone and might lead to inconsistent UI. To illustrate, let's create a component that renders a text input whose value drives the background color of a square. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. There are several issues with this approach. LWC isn't aware of the background color CSS property set on the div element. If for any reason the engine removes the existing div, for instance if the component is wrapped in an if block, the background color CSS property is lost. Using query selector and query selector all may be very slow, especially if the component has many children. A better approach is to use an event handler, a field, and a getter for the CSS property. Keep in mind that all fields are reactive if used in a template or in a getter that's used in a template, so when BG color changes, the component re-renders. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Object mutations and read-only objects. In some cases, data received by a component isn't structured the way you want. It might be tempting to mutate the received object to structure it to be consumed by your component. What does mutating mean? It means updating a property on an object, adding slash removing a property, changing the content of an array by adding or removing a value, and so on. However, certain objects in LWC are read-only and can't be mutated. The code throws an error when debug mode is enabled. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. There are two common cases where a component receives read-only objects. A component receives data from its parent component via a public property, at API. To enforce the properties down slash events up pattern, more on that later, LWC makes the past object read-only to prevent children components from mutating objects that are owned by the parent component. A component receives data from Lightning Data Service, LDS, via @wire. For performance reasons, if two Lightning Web components request the same data from LDS, LDS shares the same objects between the two components. However, LDS prevents mutations of the omitted data by making the objects read-only. It does this because if one component mutates the object, all the components observe the mutation. This is called cache poisoning, and it creates challenges in understanding and debugging the application's data flow and state, and can cause security issues. Since you can't mutate read-only objects, the right approach to change the structure of read-only object is to make a copy of the read-only object and mutate the copy. However, there is a good and a bad way to copy read-only objects. I've seen numerous cases where components use JSON.parse and JSON.stringify to deep copy objects to do some mutations. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Deep copying an object is really slow and, effectively, doubles the amount of memory used by the JavaScript VM. The scale of impact correlates to the size of the copied object. When the objects you manipulate are small, the impact is small. But when the values are large, as is the case for many values from UI API which are more than 1 megabyte for most Salesforce organizations, deep copying blocks the JavaScript main thread for more than 50 milliseconds. A preferable approach is to make a shallow copy of the read-only object. The most straightforward way to make a shallow copy of an object in JavaScript is either via object destructuring or via object.assign. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Group-related state in objects. All the fields in LWC are reactive, so assigning a value to a field might trigger the component re-render. As your components grow in complexity, the number of fields in the class will grow mechanically. Once a component is complex enough, it's fairly easy to lose track of what and how fields are related to each other. To illustrate this, here's an example of a component that has a handle-click handler which takes care of fetching data and setting it to a field. There is a bug in the following snippet. Try to spot it before going further. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The important line in the previous snippet is when the isLoading field is reset before invoking fetch. As you might have noticed, when the component enters in a loading state, the data and error fields are not reset. This is an issue when the handleClick method is invoked multiple times. If the first time the fetch fails and error is set, error will not be unset regardless if the fetch passes. If there is a logical relationship between different fields, it's better to group them together into a single object rather than to manipulate each field individually. By grouping the fields into a single object, the developer intent is more clear and it's harder to forget when to update dependent fields in a complex component. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Extract utility methods outside your LWC components. Generally speaking, LWC components should only deal with UI-related logic. Extracting the utilities, function, class, and shared state outside the class body has the following advantages. It creates a clear decoupling between UI-related logic and business logic. The utilities can be unit-tested individually without creating and rendering a component. The utilities can be lifted into a shared module to be reused by different components if needed. Enable console formatter in Chrome. LWC uses proxies under the hood to observe object mutations for reactivity and to make data read-only. As a side effect, objects are way less pleasant to debug in your favorite browser's developer tools. For this purpose, we added a custom console formatter to pretty print those proxied objects in the console. No need to json.parse json.stringify obj to check the content of a proxied object. Without console formatter. With console formatter. To learn how to enable the custom console formatter in Chrome, see Debug Your Lightning Web Components. Component communication. Favor public properties over public methods. The API decorator offers the capability to expose both properties and methods out of components. While it might be tempting to expose methods to interact with a component, you should always favor using properties. Let's take a simple example where we want to develop a carousel component that can be animated or not. In this first code sample, the CCarousel component exposes the animate public method for it to be animated. This pattern is quite cumbersome because it forces the component to wait for the component to be rendered and invoke the method in the rendered callback. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The same CCarousel component can be written in such a way to expose animate as a public property. As you can see, properties provide a far superior developer experience than methods for the component consumer. Properties can be set directly in the template, while a method requires the consumer to render the component first, retrieve it back from the DOM, and invoke the method. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Avoid using Lightning Message Service or PubSub when not needed. One of the key differences between Aura and LWC is that there is no equivalent for Aura application events in LWC. An Aura application event is an event that is dispatched globally to all the components that are currently rendered regardless of their position in the DOM. Those events follow the same principle as the traditional publish-subscribe pattern. At the launch of LWC, we added a PubSub component to the LWC Recipes app to bridge this gap until we had a supported platform feature. The main use case for this pattern is to communicate between components that don't share the same root component. This is the case when two components that are part of the same FlexiPage, Lightning page, need to communicate. In summer 20, Lightning Message Service, LMS, became generally available. Lightning Message Service is a supported platform component, Lightning/Message Service, that uses a publish-subscribe pattern to communicate across the DOM between Visual Force pages, Aura components, and Lightning Web components, including components in a utility bar. For the rest of this section, the publish-subscribe pattern refers to both Lightning Message Service and PubSub component from the LWC recipes. While using this pattern makes component communication painless, it comes with a drawback. The global nature of the publish-subscribe pattern creates an implicit dependency between components. This implicit dependency makes refactoring far more difficult. In addition, if you use the PubSub component, all components registered to PubSub must manually unregister, otherwise the component won't be garbage collected by the JavaScript VM and the allocated memory for those components won't be released. Lightning Message Service handles this via its message context object. Depending on how you implement message context, you may or may not be required to manually unregister the message service. In short, use this pattern only as a last resort when attempting to communicate between components. If you want component C sender to communicate with component C receiver, here's the list of questions you should ask yourself. Is C sender a child component of C receiver, bottom-up communication? If yes, use DOM events to communicate from the child to the parent component. Otherwise, is C sender a parent component of C receiver, top-down communication? If yes, use properties to communicate from the parent to the child component. Otherwise, do C sender and C receiver have C parent as a common ancestor that you control? If yes, lift your state to the C parent component, use DOM events to communicate from C sender to C parent and use props to communicate from C parent to C receiver. If none of the above conditions apply, it means that C sender and C receiver are living in two distinct subtrees with no common ancestor that you control. This is a valid use case for LMS or PubSub. Be careful to avoid over-modularizing your components. As discussed previously, one of the main use cases for LMS and the publish-subscribe pattern is for components that are dropped on a Lightning page via Lightning App Builder. Because of its simplicity, developers tend to architect their components in a modular fashion. Modularity is key to creating a scalable application by reusing components. Modularity also enables admins to compose pages the way they want via Lightning App Builder. The downside of this approach is that developers tend to over-modularize their components, which leads to unnecessary usage of the publish-subscribe pattern. For instance, imagine that you design a product listing view and decide to create a page in Lightning App Builder by adding a product filter component and a product list component. LMS may look like a primary choice for those components to communicate. However, this example is a bad use case for LMS. The real issue is that these components are too granular to be exposed to Lightning App Builder. Ask yourself these questions. What happens when there is no product filter associated with product list? Can the product list be rendered by itself? What if the admin adds two product list components to the page? What's the expected behavior of the application? Components exposed to Lightning App Builder should be able to stand on their own. In the previous example, the product filter is tightly coupled to the product list. This strong dependency between the components was hidden behind the usage of a publish-subscribe pattern. An alternative way to design this view is to create a product view component that's responsible for rendering and coordinating the product filter and product list components. The product filter component would then communicate via event to the product view when the user changes the filter. The product view passes the list of filtered product to the product list via properties. Final words. That's it for the LWC specific tips. The next article in this series discusses how to make your JavaScript code more resilient and how to improve your code quality. About the author. Pierre-Marie Dardis works as a software engineer at Salesforce as part of the LWC core team. He focuses mainly on compilation and performance. Twitter, @pundardis. GitHub, @pundardis.